Happy Weeds Day, folks. It is Weeds Day. I almost forgot it's Weeds Day. That's Carlin. He's ready to go out. My dog is growling at me to go out. I've been podcasting all day long. He's like, come on, bitch. It's a Sharp Tongue podcast. Happy Weeds Day special every Wednesday. I am your host, Jesse Mae Peluso. We have a special episode today. And if you want to view the video, make sure you're part of the Patreon club. Go to patreon.com/JesseMayPeluso to get exclusive videos for the podcast. I recommend today's video because it's a doozy. It's a fun one. So go to patreon.com/JesseMayPeluso to get your podcast video. The videos are so much fun. I'm having fun doing the videos. I use StreamYard. I like StreamYard. It's been a fun platform to make the videos. And I'm honestly enjoying podcasting every day. It's a new venture for me, but being in quarantine, I feel like you guys need it, deserve it. I need it, want it, and deserve it as well. I'm having a good time. I got my new podcast studio up in the apartment, quarantine style. I'm out of alcohol. That's the latest update today, but that's okay because I'm not out of weed. Oops, sorry, I just hit the microphone. I have plenty of motherfucking marijuana. I have a closet full of cannabis. God bless. Thank you to everybody who has donated, gifted, and sent me your cannabis creations. I love them. Thank you so much. All the companies that have supported me. Absolute Extracts, who's been amazing to me. They've sent me some really great product, and a bunch of other companies. Cannabis Gardens makes amazing edibles. There's who else? I'm drawing a blank just because I didn't sleep well last night. I had my fucking air conditioner on, which I normally don't sleep with, but for some reason at night I've been wanting to feel like, you know, fish on ice. So I blast that shit and it didn't work. It didn't work. The luxuries of first world living, and I couldn't even enjoy them. I'm sweating from my lady taint at night, and there's nothing worse than that, right? I mean, there's a lot of things worse, like, you know, children who get cancer, but sweating in the middle of the night is pretty fucking terrible, too. Sweating in the middle of the night, your sleep being disrupted is pretty fucking awful as well. I value my sleep. And people are like, oh, I don't sleep. Sleeping dogs don't get the worm, or whatever the fucking cliche is. You know, you can't sleep if you want to be successful. Yeah, well, good luck trying to get shit done when you're exhausted. There's two times when I'm a raging bitch. Probably three times. One, when it's that time of the month. Obvi. Two, when I haven't had anything to eat. Back the fuck up. Do not come near me. And three, when I haven't gotten sleep. Sleep really affects your mood. All of your systems in your body gets affected with a lack of sleep. So if somebody goes, oh, well, you know, maybe you should sleep less so you could get more work done. No, that's not the way to do it. That's not the way to do it. Get your sleep. Don't feel guilty for wanting your sleep. And the one person who suffers the most with lack of sleep is new mothers and mothers in general. Shout out to all the mothers in quarantine right now. Shout out to Emma Terry, my amazing graphic artist who has made all of my merch that you guys can get on the merch store, jessiemae.com/merch. She is my designer and she just gave birth to her new baby girl. I'm so excited for her. Congratulations. May she recover and heal well and make sure that, you know, you put that vagina on ice, girl. Stick that vag on a bag of ice and just chill and relax. It's now your time to relax and breastfeed, okay? All those ladies out there breastfeeding, shout out to you. I feel bad for you because you're not supposed to smoke the marijuana or have the edibles, but soon enough, you'll be in a place where mommy can pop an edible in the morning and become a fully present parent. That's my firm belief, and that is my doctor's orders for all of you mothers out there who have toddlers. Pop an edible. Smoke a blunt. Become a more present parent. It is cannabis science. And speaking of cannabis science, I'm so excited for our guests today. These guys are the Pop Brothers at Law, advocating and fighting for the destigmatize fighting to destigmatize the medicine, the plant, the one and only cannabis they are fighting so hard for. They're amazing. They were a delight to talk to. So I hope you guys enjoy my interview with Craig and Mark Wasserman, the Pop Brothers at Law.
Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary,
a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty.
You might cry. You probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry.
I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. I talk about my dog sometimes. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me.
Ew. Hey everybody, welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. We have a special Happy Weeds Day edition with legends. These guys are fucking legends. I'm calling them American heroes. I can't be the only one. Everybody welcome the Pop Brothers at Law. Mark and Craig, how are you boys?
We're doing great out here, man. Doing great in this COVID world, man. Doing great.
You guys are already sparking up. Hold on. Stay
I noticed. Oh, I love it. I noticed on your email after your name, you said stay lit.
Yes, and stay lit.
I actually, when we sign, we do some autographs and we sign letters to people. And I always put Big Brother, stay lit.
That's crazy. I just sent out a bunch of fan mail and that was my sign off for all of them to stay lit. I think, you know, in this world of, well, we live in California, you know, we're in the Golden Coast here, but marijuana honestly has solved more problems in my life than alcohol has started.
Oh, that's an understatement. That is an understatement. My God, it's that's true so far across the board. It's not even funny.
Have you guys always been pot smokers, or is this something that you came into later in life after a midlife crisis?
Hell
no. I'll let my big brother start because he corrupted me. So
yeah, he stole his first weed from my fucking bedroom.
And he looked like Father Cannabis, let's be honest, with the gray hair and the glasses. You're like a new holiday creature.
I've been smoking since I was 16.
Yeah.
And then I'm 58. So you do the math. I've been smoking a long time before it was chic or whatever these days everybody's jumping on. Or I like to think more people are coming out of the green closet. That's what we hope. That's what our big thing is, to change the stigma and keep people safe. But really one of our parallel missions is to change the stigma of weed, of a stoner. I want
cannabis.
When people say stoner, I want people to think of us three up here, professionals, successful, and we're stoners, not the Spicolis and not the...
Where's my car?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny stuff, but... You know, like my brother said, we want to break that stigma. And I started, I took my first hit. I was like 15 or so when I stole it from my brother's room. I got caught though. and in getting caught, he was teaching me. I didn't even know how to use the bong. I think I was lighting for the wrong end. I don't even know what I was doing. But he
called it a bubble maker. When you first found it, we said it was a bubble maker.
I love that. That's a great moniker. Bubble maker.
That's it, right? And then that was it. And then I didn't start you really using cannabis until law school, when I really found out I needed it then.
I mean, law school is you are inundated with books and information. I had a dear friend who went to Cardoza in New York, and I know half of what you guys go through. You were stoned through law school? I mean, that's such a good point.
Medicated.
Absolutely.
I'm very big on vernacular, and like, I don't like to use words like weed, pot, stuff like that. Cannabis, medicated. It all goes with changing the stigma, you know?
I
so I try to do that.
Yeah. I agree. I was stoned the whole time through. and better yet. Well, I was studying for the bar exam. Knock on wood. It took me one time here in California. While I was studying for the bar, I got high all the time. I actually skipped a class one night, a bar review class on corporations, because I was hanging out with my friends and we were smoking. And sure enough, that topic ended up on the bar exam. And obviously I passed. It didn't hurt me. And I actually got high right before I t- took the bar because I didn't want to change what I was doing for the last 3 months.
Yeah, you didn't want to change your process.
No.
How do you guys think, what's the difference between people who smoke cannabis and the ones who smoke cannabis and become successful? Where do those two, where does cannabis play in becoming successful? Because I call myself a successful stoner, and I think you guys are as well.
Well, people jump the gun when somebody is lazy or a loser and they happen to use cannabis.
Bless.
They're gonna blame the cannabis. That ain't it. That's just a person who's a lazy loser. Who's Amen. Using cannabis, and whatever they use, that's what they're going to do. That's what we think. It's not the cannabis that makes you that way. It's you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of it's you, how are these people out here, these yous listening, dealing with the change in the environment with coronavirus? And, you know, you talk about vernacular, the language to the cops now, like there must be a little bit different of a scenario because,
well, you know,
being out for essential things.
I mean, if you follow us, you know, our script, the last 25 words, let me say to the police, you don't discuss your day. You don't discuss anything with them, period. We had to throw a twist into this script for the COVID-19 virus and the stay at home orders. And if you want, we'll do it real, really quick.
Yeah.
Because normally, when the cop asks you in other times, normal times, and maybe this is the new normal, I don't know, but once the stay-at-home orders lift, this will be gone from the script. But you never, ever, they never need to know what you're doing, where you've been, where you're going. They like to pry, and they like to get you to think, hey, what are you doing? Where'd you go? Where you been? Oh, I smell something. Did you smoke? I smoked a couple hours ago, thinking, oh, that's okay. I smoked at home. And then they get you for DUI. So let's do the script real quick, little brother.
All right, the script with the twist, we go. Big brother, what do you say when the cops first pull you over?
Why'd you pull me over?
And when they start asking you questions?
Sir, I'm not discussing my day or evening.
And they say, hey, there's a stay-at-home order. Why are you out?
Sir, and this is awesome. In the state of California, at least, cannabis is essential. Sir, I'm going to go pick up my cannabis. And you better be on your way to pick up your cannabis, get gas, go to the grocery store, help an old one. So you have to tell them what your essential function is. So that's the twist.
And then you continue. They ask you questions. Then what do you say?
Sir, am I being detained or am I free to go?
And if detained, what do you say?
I invoke my Fifth Amendment.
And then what do you do?
I shut the fuck up. That's right.
I will add one thing in there because I've gotten questions like this on social media from people asking, like, what if I don't want to tell them I'm going to the store? It's still none of their business, right? And it is true. So you can still shut the fuck up. Just like getting a traffic ticket. If you're going to get a ticket for running a red light and you don't think you ran it, you're not going to argue with the cop right there. You're going to get your ticket. You're going to go to court 3 months later, make your case, and hope the judge dismisses. Same here. If you're out for an essential purpose and you still don't want to tell that cop your business, you stick to the script, original, keep your mouth shut, get your ticket, and then you go to court 3-4 months later with your receipt, with whatever evidence you have that you are out for an essential reason. Now, I think me and my brother would both agree that it's probably just simpler to say, hey, I'm going to get food. You know, I'm going to get, if that's right. In fact what you're doing. And that's really all you should be doing when you're out.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you guys find like a disparity in your business and profession between white people and black people being pulled over? Is that a huge factor in what's going on in this, in the culture, the current climate?
Still is. Yeah. It's really, really unfortunate. It really is. And how people are treated. I mean, it has to stop, is really. And we actually posted up an officer who is trying to change how officers act. And if you look on our page on Instagram, it's still running right now, where a guy got fired because he said, we're violating people's rights. And he actually, I think, did he reach out to us, little brother?
Yeah, we're in communication with him to try to pull an interview. But yeah, you know, I we made a comment. If all cops were like that, we wouldn't need the script. You
right.
Because the script is there to make sure your constitutional and civil rights remain intact no matter what happens. And, you know, we do get a lot of questions and get called out by minorities saying, oh, that's not going to work for us. We do that. We'll get shot. And
we're
and
two old
like
white
that.
Guys.
And the thing is, and I hate saying it, but it's true. you're going to get beat up and shot anyway. This helps you maintain your rights. So if all that shit happens, you're going to have the best chance possible to show that they violated your rights, get cases dismissed, and potentially sue. Because every time we see somebody get sued or an officer, they try to reprimand them. More often than not, they get away with it because they're able to say, I was afraid for my life.
I mean, there was a video that went viral maybe a little bit last year, a couple months ago, but a guy getting dragged out of the window of his car. Absolutely outrageous. I do not believe it was warranted. But if you watch the video, because we were asked about this, and it's absolutely outrageous, not condoned. There's no reason for it. But if the guy kept to our script and just complied, when you're driving a car, you have a driver's license, the cop asks for it. Instead of arguing why you need it, when you sign that paper, you that's a thing you have to do. So right. You just give them your license and registration and insurance. This didn't happen. And the cop's reaction, I mean, absolutely insane. But if you stick to the script, comply with their demands, which is give me your license, registration, ID, get out of the car, stand over here. Those are requests to comply with. Can I search your car? No, that's not consent. I want you to talk to me. No, that's not cooperating by me talking to you. Cooperation is going with their demand or their commands to get out, something physical, to get out of the car, stand over here, put your hands behind your back. No, that's what you comply with. Anything other than that, stick to yourself, stick to your rights, shut the fuck up.
It's such a straightforward script that like it's bulletproof. If you stick to it and you have conviction and you're just calm, I feel like, I don't know about you guys, you definitely are deeper into the, you know, the environment of law and things that are going on in society involving cops and things like that on a daily basis. But I feel like composure plays a big factor in the evolution of things turning sour quick.
Absolutely. One of the things we've coined is there's only room for one ego at a traffic stop. Wow. Let it be the cop. Let it be the cop, period. I mean, and that will de-escalate, help things or keep things from escalating because, you know, and we say it time and again, cops, they have a hard job. They pull people over and it's happened. They get shot. They go up to a car and they don't know. They get, you know, so when we go around the country talking about what to do when you get pulled over and the importance of doing things so the officer feels safe and comfortable himself, starting with just immediately pull over as soon as it's safe. And then you turn off your motor, roll your windows down, especially if all your windows are tinted, roll them all down, roll them all down. So the cop can see, keep your hands on the steering wheel. And we say, put your license, insurance and ID in the visor slit right there. So all your, this is the movement. Oh, he reached for, you know, so if they start, they can't use that crutch of he reached over there because you got people reaching over here and there to get stuff
underneath. They're reaching, you know, underneath their seat to get their wallet.
Right.
And then the cops
all over.
Right. And they use that as the excuse at the end of the day to do something they shouldn't have done anyway. So doing what we're saying to do, the physical movements, the only those words and being polite and not letting your ego get in there, then chances are you're going to walk away with just a traffic ticket.
I mean, because what's funny is I think you might have been alluding to is that a lot of the script wasn't brought up to not have you arrested.
Right.
It was not. It's not there. So if you use it and you get arrested, they'll say, hey, I used the script. They still arrested me. Right. Fuck. Then you did something wrong or you didn't do anything wrong. And if you shut the fuck up, And you didn't do anything wrong, we're going to be able to get you off. But a lot of times they let you go. I did it once on a DUI. Am I frozen?
No, you're
okay,
not frozen.
My screen.
Yeah, you are. I can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Yeah, you're funny. And I stuck. It was a DUI pullover, and I stuck to the script. The officers were pissed that I wouldn't tell them if I had a drink. Because you go to a bar and ask anybody, trick question. If a cop asked you how many drinks did you have, and you know they had three or four, what are they going to say? I had one. And then you're lying to the cop, frozen. And then you're going to jail.
Now you're really frozen. Sorry.
You're hilarious. I know I'm audible. I know I'm.
Uh-oh. We can hear you. We can hear you. You.
It's good. It's a good phrase. You look
good.
I'm looking at myself. I don't know. Good one. And ultimately, and in California, this is so important. And Google it in other states, because I've Googled this and I found the answer, which is similar to California, but California is all we practice and know. Field sobriety test prior to being actually arrested and putting cuffs. You do not have to do the field sobriety test. Don't do them. Politely,
you don't?
They're voluntary. You know what? I can continue without skipping a beat. The field sobriety test is voluntary in California. You don't have to touch your nose, walk the line. You don't have to do any of that stuff. It's voluntary. And it's, you can't pass those when you're sober anyway.
Right.
And
they're so ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Count backwards. And the other thing you don't have to do in California is the preliminary alcohol screening test on the side of the road. What's called the pass screener, where they put that machine, like, blow into this. You don't have to do that either. So on the side of the road, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do the other field sobriety tests. And as my brother said, if arrested, taken into custody, then you must do a blood, breath, or urine test. If you refuse that, the DMV will take your license for 1 year. And
wow.
That's under what's called the implied consent law, which says when you sign for your driver's license, if you are arrested and alleged to be DUI, you must take a blood, breath, or urine test once arrested.
Right.
Or DMV, regardless of whether or not you're DUI, the DMV will revoke your license for the refusal. For
Jeez.
That refusal. So it's important to know those things, because if you don't do the breath screener there, if you don't do the touch your nose, follow the all that bullshit, and we don't talk to people who are impaired to drive, who are drunk, who are stoned, wasted. This isn't for you. Don't be on the road. This
right.
is for everybody else.
Right.
You've had
right.
a couple drinks and you say the wrong thing. I've represented, I can't tell you how many people who had, you know, just barely over the legal limit, or if that, but they still had to plead to the DUI because of the things they said that, it, you know, you can't take that back. And
right.
so with the cannabis DUIs, it's so important to not say anything, because there's no measure. Like 0.08
right,
for alcohol
right.
in California is the legal presumption that you're impaired to drive. So your blood says that, oh, that's your legal presumption. The defense now has to rebut that. But in cannabis DUI cases, there is no nanogram count number. The DAs across, they seem to think 4 nanograms is too much. And they pull that. I mean, me and my brother, I couldn't 100,000 nanogram. I mean, we consume so much. And then as we know, the THC stays in your body for at least 30, 40 days. And when they test your blood, they're not testing for all the proper components of THC.
No.
Right? You have
fractions.
THC. Well, they have THCA, which is the active, psychoactive component. And then once it goes through your system, it turns into what's called carboxy THC, which is non-psychoactive. And when these prosecutors get reading, they just mash it off. Oh, here's all the readings of it. You know, so if you keep your mouth shut, we get the experts in there who break down how, you know, this was in his body for this. This. And there's plenty of research out there from like the National Highway Safety Organization that there is no correlation to using cannabis and impaired driving.
Right.
And in fact, it might even, there was a
I was going to ask you about that.
Well, there's a pretty famous test they did, and they went to a track and they had 10 people drinking alcohol. And they had 10 people smoking cannabis, and they would go, and eventually the cannabis users would say, I don't want to drive anymore. I'm going to go get some water. I'm hungry. The drinkers. And this is true. When you go out with people, I could drive.
I'm fine.
Not drunk. I'm fine. I know my limits.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's just, it's so important. Especially when these cops smell it. And in California, that's another thing. Smell is no longer probable cause. I wish my brother would come back, but I guess he's having a hard time.
You know, the things you said about him were true. They were true.
He's still not. Now we see him, but we can't hear him. Did you? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Is that him?
Let me fit. Now, Now he's mad. Now he's mad. My older. And let me say this before he gets back on and yells at me for saying it, because a lot of people think I'm the older brother because I don't dye my hair.
I like it. I like the white. I like.
Thank you very much. And this is quarantine. You know, this is 5 weeks. So
I think it looks good.
You know, people are telling me I might leave it. But I was saying smell is not probable cause for searching in California anymore because of Prop 64, making it up to an ounce legal for adults. So if you have like this, I wear this on my neck everywhere I go. And if you have a bud like this that stinks, that's legal conduct. It's not illegal conduct anymore. In days past, if it smelled, oh, something illegal is going on because it's not legal. Now, not the case. And most cops we're finding don't know this or don't understand or whatever. And we're getting cases dismissed when people shut the fuck up. And that report says, oh, I'm searching for the smell. And then we have our motions and you can't do that anymore. So it's important.
I didn't know that was a new implementation into what's going on. Like that alone, because it's so new, that alone must cause so many people to get in deep where they could have protected themselves.
Yes.
Yep. And we had a case. Talk a lot about, I want to know about the case, but I wanted to say this. You guys talk a lot about knowing your rights. It's so important, and it's your duty to educate yourself if you're going to be a cannabis consumer, and especially in a state that isn't fully legal yet.
We just got a call today from somebody who moved from somewhere, I forget where, some other state, came here, went to work for a dispensary, was showed something that what they thought was a license, and it wasn't. And they got raided, and they got arrested. And not only did they get arrested, they're looking at felony operation of a drug house.
And all their stuff is gone.
And I thought it was a legal play. Where's the owner? You know, the owners are—they're in the wind. They're never there.
No.
You know, so you gotta be smart and careful, and do your own. You know there are illegal shops. If you're like in California, it's easy. If you're looking to get a job at a dispensary or any type of cannabis business, all you have to do is go to capotcheck.com, and you can see if they put in their information, and they'll come right up if they have a license or not. And if they don't, on to the next. You know, or if you're gonna do it, at least know that what you're doing. And you know, and this person didn't, and they didn't shut the fuck up. Oh, I work here. And, you know, I mean, it's just not good.
Get them into trouble so much. We say too much. Yes. It's like diarrhea of the mouth. It's like literally, and I find myself doing it sometimes too, just in like regular conversation. But when it comes to like your rights and just being out in the world, especially with everything feeling so, there's like a kinetic energy in society right now. And I think media is really responsible for pumping people full of this aggressive adrenaline. It's like people are at each other's throats. And to me, I just feel like it's a fallacy. It's news that's being put out to control people. Do you guys find that? And do you think that sort of dictates how these interactions between police and people are occurring on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's absolute truth in that, how society's acting right now. I think they are on the aggressive side. That's why we really preach just take a hit, chill the fuck out, and shut the fuck up. And stay the fuck home right now, too. Stay the fuck home.
I know people need to stay the fuck home. Motherfuckers are out. Look, I'm a social butterfly. I miss it, but I am home.
We're in Southern California. And I took my Harley out last weekend with my wife, and we were about 20 minutes from Huntington Beach. And we were going to get on our bike, ride down to the beach. We go down PCH, make a big circle. We don't get off the bike and come back, get in the garage, and that's it. No, nothing. All the fucking, to me, and this is might get me in trouble,
but stay
so
it.
Many people didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
It was like, they're not even trying to social distance. It's like a summer day.
Yeah, it's like a summer day, but Charles Darwin will take over.
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, exactly.
Natural it sounds brutal, selection. But I'm a true speaker. It's just the way it is. Like
it is what it is. But you know what's funny is these rights are so important. And we kind of stumbled on Instagram.
Yeah, how did you guys, like, you nail it. Honestly, your brutal honesty, especially in your lane in law, is so refreshing and needed.
Well, we appreciate that. We do. My son is the owner of West Coast Cure, which is a huge cannabis brand out here in California. And he has across the country. And he's been on Instagram for a long time. And he's killing it on Instagram. He's like, you know, we've been in the cannabis industry 25 years on the legal side. My son's been doing it. I won't tell you how long and before how old he was when it started.
He's 10.
He's completely, they're 100% legit. They got licenses in the state of California. Anyway, so he told us there was this show. Great kid. I tell him he's mentioned every time we tell the story. Getting High With Adam Ills. He had a talk show. It was Adam who called us up. My son used to hang out with Adam a lot and Be Real.
Oh, nice.
And so my son goes, come on, Dad. You know, he does this talk show where you get high. And my brother's like, sign me up in a minute. And I'm dude, I don't know, man. I mean,
he was worried the state bar might come after us.
Has it ever?
What was that?
The state bar has never contacted us.
Yeah, let's not. So I at first I said no. And then I go, you know what?
I said yes.
Watching it, probably a stoner. And fuck it. Everybody knows we have our recs. Everybody had their medical recommendation at the time. It was private property. So I said, I relented and said, okay. We went up to Be Real Studios and we did our
that day with Adam where He came in the same morning. He came in that morning and goes, and we said, when? And he said, tonight. Like, oh, okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. And we're like, oh, okay.
I love
so
that.
We did the show and we took dabs and we smoked joints the entire time and answered questions from his people on the internet. And
that was like your introduction to like being on like social media and sort of like branching out.
Yeah.
What a great introduction.
That was a show. And then after the show, my brother had teased for years we were pot brothers at law. It was kind of a joke.
We're brothers. We smoke pot. We're lawyers.
my son had been telling us for 2 years prior to this to do something with Instagram. And I barely was. I was getting over Facebook at the time.
I know.
And I'm like, another whatever, 15 seconds. What? Nah, you know what? And so sure enough, that night, we took a picture with Be Real and Adam and us and my kid. And what's the best thing to start your first post on Instagram? So we went on there. And because I didn't know a space, put an underscore in. I put in POT space, Pot Brothers at Law with a space. And all of a sudden now there's a fucking underscore under each.
Now on every interview, it's POT underscore brothers underscore at underscore law.
I mean, luckily when you put POT underscore, it comes right
up. Pops right up.
Yeah. And also when you put in pot, it pops right up.
Yeah.
So you guys like your SEO on Instagram is perfect. Your search engine optimization, in case you didn't know what that acronym was.
Well, my son said, let it be organic.
It was
organic because I went to my son and said, dude, man, you're hanging out with Wiz. You're hanging out with Wiz. He's your friend. Can maybe put, you know, repost us? That's not IG etiquette.
No.
That's
how you get your organic, real, engaged fans is you just keep doing what you're doing. Right. And you guys, right. That's why you are where you are.
Yeah,
that's what we did.
Do what we do, and if no one liked it, too fucking bad. And you know,
I remember seeing one of your videos and being like, who the fuck are these guys? These guys are lawyers. These guys are like rock star lawyers with the fucking blunt. And you're like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, is this a clip from a new HBO show?
We've gotten that before. We've gotten that. Are we real attorneys? And even more confusion because I have an acting career. I have a big IMDb page. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been acting since I was like 10.
This isn't the Mark podcast.
But it is. IMDb.com. Search Mark Wasserman.
This is not the Mark.
Are you available for hire?
I am.
Have you been on Law & Order?
I'll send you my reel. No, but I was in Beverly Hills 90210 back in the 80s.
Yeah, tell them how you were on that. Tell them how you were on the set.
No, that was Wonder Years. See, you're mixing. He's mixing stuff up. On my IMDb, there's a credit for Wonder Years, but that's when I was delivering and picking up film.
Okay.
And I worked in a film vault. So, but you're right. It's not the Mark show. Let's talk about my brother.
You guys are so really adorable.
So after we got Instagram going, we started figuring out what are we going to do in 15 seconds?
Right.
So we had, if you go way down when it was 15 seconds, we did these tips in 15 seconds.
That's right. And, I forgot it was only 15 seconds starting.
We started with a series of 15 second tips on how to get pulled over, what to do to get pulled over. And
what
we just
did when you get pulled over.
When you get pulled over. We did a series of those 15 second deals. And then we started coming up with the script and whittling. It was 50 words. It was 30. We finally played with it and got it down to 25. And we were doing that and other tips in 15 seconds. I don't know. We look at those still and we got so much information in 15 seconds. When it turned to a minute, and it was like, whoa. And then they did the IGTV. We could go even longer. And we just started figuring out this is how we can, you know, use our platform, and it just grew exponentially.
What keeps you guys, like, what about what you do? Do you love why this part of law?
Smoking,
like the mask.
Because it you know, it sounds corny, but it comes from the heart. Because we've been with my son, we've been in the cannabis space. Protecting people's rights, medical patients, obviously initially was only medical patients. So we were, you know, fighting for patients who actually needed this medicine. And not to go off on a tangent, but it's medicine, no matter you call it medicinal or adult use. When you smoke it without a recommendation, you're medicating.
Yep.
So it's medicine and everybody needs it. Just like you don't get a recommendation. Now, you know what it says right here? H2O.
Well, that's vodka.
That's straight vodka.
I can't believe you're drinking vodka already. The red cup now.
Usually
the red cup comes out at night.
You had Joe on there.
That's why your screen shut out twice. I have some of my fans asked you guys questions. Would you be cool to answer a couple?
Of course.
Well, I think the first one we kind of already answered. Viking Rob 80 says, if they smell weed when pulled over, can they automatically search? In California, no. And so all these other states that are,
we'd have to Google it. And here's an interesting fact too, though, because there are states that have adult use and states that have medical, states that have both. And back when California was just medical, if people shut the fuck up and a cop was searching for smell, we could still make the argument that it's a medical patient. They're allowed to carry that. That smell does not equate to illegal conduct. And whether or not that was going to fly, the point is we can make the argument.
Right.
When you start opening your mouth, we can't make arguments. Shut the fuck up.
But the answer is, though, in California, smell alone is not probable cause. And never, 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 never give consent, because that will fuck up anything we can defend.
And these cops are so good. They're sneaky fuckers, man.
Yeah, they are.
It erases anything they did wrong. Erases it.
Right.
If you say a word or consent. So.
Nuclear King, Nuclear Knight 83 says, does my medical permit in Massachusetts protect me if I travel in the U.S.?
So different states have different laws. Some states reciprocate. I can tell you California does not. So you have to check. And that's another, know your laws, where you are, where you're at. Well, so if you're coming from another state and you have a medical card, you need to check and see if the state reciprocates.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's more in adult use states. It doesn't matter, because you can go, if, as long as you have not over the legal amount, it doesn't matter if you have a rec or not. But if you're going into a state that's only medical, then you better check, and you can go to actually normal.org, and you can go in there, and there's a whole thing on the states. You click on a state you're in, and it'll drop down medical laws, adult use laws, what the penalties are. I mean, it's super easy.
It is important for people to educate themselves. Like we said earlier, you have to take your responsibility and be accountable for the information that's going to protect you.
And I don't know isn't a defense. I didn't know.
That's a really good point. That's in a defense that you probably hear often.
Yeah, but I didn't know.
You know how many cases we get out of LAX airport?
Oh my God. Yeah, so I travel for work. Well, I used to before someone ate a bat, but I travel for work. What someone like me, now I know I, because of what people have told me, what I've experienced my whole life, I have certain luxuries as a blonde white girl in this culture. What should I know traveling? What are things that I need to consider if I'm flying? Because allegedly I may or may not, I'm going to shut the fuck up, but you just answer the question.
Well, it's illegal. Bottom line is it is illegal. It's federal. It's illegal to fly with it. That's the bottom line. Now, like LAX created a lot of confusion not so long ago last year when people were, oh, no, you can bring cannabis. And what they said was, as long as you have the legal amount, they don't care. Now,
under an ounce.
Case in point, though, we had a guy, a friend of ours, Jerry K. Jerry K. is
Jer Bear?
Jerry Krasicki.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jerry Krasicki, Jerry K. And he's talked about this with us openly and on our Instagram, so it's okay. He flew out of LAX, landed in Atlanta. He had a big old blunt. It was Super Bowl weekend. He had a big old blunt, and he got arrested when he landed, and he was in Atlanta because a dog sniffed his pants that he had left an old tip, a glass tip from a joint. He left it in there, and that's what the dog sniffed.
That little ass thing.
And then that sniff led to a search, which then they found the big blunt, and he had to deal with it. He got arrested in Atlanta after leaving LA. So, I mean, it's, you know, that doesn't happen a lot, but hey, when it's you, it's pretty fucked. So,
and we have people bringing a lot of stuff sometimes. It's like hard to believe they thought it was legal. Some people might bring 2 ounces because they don't know that it's illegal to fly with it.
Right.
But it's legal here. I mean, they just don't realize
it is confusing. It's a very confusing thing, especially when all the states aren't aligned with their laws and the way things are being regulated is on a delay. It is very confusing. Even just in living in California, it can be very confusing.
Well, and it's too bad because in I want to say Las Vegas and Colorado, they have signs at the airport that say, leave your cannabis here. You know, no harm, no foul here. To drop it right here.
And then you catch all their agents just like taking a break.
Of course.
Shit, man. This Oregon shit's pretty lit. I always wonder that. There's no way they throw away everything. Like, I wouldn't want them to. You enjoy it. If you have to take it, I hope you enjoy it on your lunch break.
Hey, you want to talk about what law enforcement does with stuff? We get a lot of calls from raids that happen. They take everything, but nobody gets ticketed. And nobody gets arrested. You know?
Where does it all go?
But
where do you think?
It's going up in smoke in their, I would imagine, or they're selling it. Who knows? But I tell the clients, good for you. You didn't get arrested. You're not sitting in jail. Cost of doing business if you're going to do it that way.
It is a very pricey cost if you're going to do it the non-legitimate way. It's scary though, because like, you don't know if you're getting into it and you're a new entrepreneur, you don't know. Like, you just sort of, like you said earlier, like you just, I thought it was legit. And then the next thing you know, everything you had is gone because you didn't educate yourself.
Right. Exactly.
Let's see.
It's all about that.
Pacheco 650 says, smoking in my parked car for lunch. What can I expect from police if they question me?
What state is he in? He didn't say what state he's in.
He did not say what state he is. Well, let's for California's sake, maybe we just say California and then do a comparison to a non-legal state.
Well, so what that leads into is a little analysis of where he is. And because in California, as an adult, you can purchase it, but you can't smoke it anywhere in public. You can't smoke it anywhere in public. You got to be in a private place. And that doesn't mean in the privacy of your car in a public place. you can't smoke it in public. Now, if you have a physician's recommendation, there become 5 places you cannot smoke. So we can review those. One is in a motor vehicle that's operating, while operating a boat, in a no smoking zone, within 1,000 feet from a school or youth facility, and on a school bus. Those 5 places you can't smoke.
How am I going to get these kids to school?
Bus driver got a toke up before.
I'm going to hot box this bus, kids.
But that those are the actual laws and the rules. Everywhere else with your physician's rep, someone's lighting up a cigarette, you can toke up, except like Disneyland or other places that have smoking areas, but they say you can't smoke cannabis. That's going to be no smoking zone.
Dude, like Disneyland
will kick you out. They kick you out. They have a smoking area, and if you smoke cannabis there, they kick you out.
My friend and I went there last year, and we smoked in the parking lot. And I got to tell you, Disney World's one of the greatest places to be high. It's so wonderful.
It's like, oh man, a giant mouse.
You're like, look how big that cheese is. Can you imagine if that was real cheese? I say this to my sister because since I've lived in California, my consumption has evolved because I lived in New York City for like 10 years. And you guys know New York is a drinker's town. Your bars are open all night long. There's cabs and trains. Fucking God bless. Good luck getting home. You'll be fine. Bleecker Street. Oh, I can smell it. That
Bleecker
summer.
Street pizza. We're supposed to be there next week.
Oh, delicious. We but like living here, you were, what were you going to do?
My wife and I, it was anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. Now you have to do it in quarantine.
Yeah, well, we're doing great in quarantine, though.
That's awesome.
Look at the red cup.
We were going to actually go visit Bleecker Street Pizza.
That's a throwback, man. I used to hang out in Bleecker Street all the time. There's so many comedy clubs there. But now that I live in LA, my consumption evolved from drinking to smoking. And it's so awesome. And I've had these conversations, and I'm sure you guys have within your own professional life, where my agents will message me and they'll be like, you know, they'll see that I'm posting about cannabis and, you know, posting all these videos promoting it. And they're like, you know, maybe you should lay off, you know, a couple people I know, or it kind of makes them lazy. And it's like you said earlier, I'm not a lazy bitch.
God damn.
I get shit done. I do a little hippie powerball in the morning, cup of coffee, a little joint or a blunt, and I'm ready to go. I'm doing emails. I'm writing a screenplay. A bitch is getting shit done. You know?
You know what I think? I mean, hopefully the more that people like us and you who don't back down and listen to, you know, someone saying, oh, you're pushing it, you know, maybe you shouldn't do that. And, you know, you're not going to get what you want and you got to do it a different way as opposed to like.
Well, her response was, let's get the Pop Brothers in line here. And then we'll really.
I was like, let's get these fuckers in here.
Now we're really over the top.
This is a funny question. Beard Demon. That's a weird name. Beard Demon 518. That's what I called my vagina in high school.
I love you.
The feeling's mutual.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know how to read this name. He says, should I shut the fuck up? Is it shut the fuck up Friday yet? It's shut the fuck up every day.
So it is shut the fuck up every day. And I like that he's referring to what we've coined as shut the fuck up Friday.
Yeah.
Which when we were first doing this, you know, a couple years back, and we actually keep your mouth shut Monday, don't talk Tuesday. And we had him for the whole week. But shut the fuck up Friday was just perfect.
It's perfect.
Going into the weekend, the cops are out in force. And now every shut the fuck up Friday since quarantine, we go live and do the script challenge.
I saw that.
Yeah, we have about 10 sponsors now. We had some giving away cash prizes and some hemp, and we have our hemp CBD pre-rolls that we give as prizes. I'm the cop. You're you. And if you get it, you get it. If you don't, I kick you out. And it's been a lot of fun. We've had a lot of engagement, and it's growing every week. We're doing it more on Shut the Fuck Up Fridays.
Do you want to pretend it's Shut the Fuck Up Fridays and test me?
You think you're ready?
I don't know. Let's see, because this is a good state to be in. I'm stoned, and I'm not sure if I know it completely.
Okay, I'm the Simon Cowell of cannabis games. So and you got to do it right in the right progression in order, or you can't win. So
okay, I'm not afraid to get it wrong.
And we didn't say this before, but when we whittled it down to those 25 words, each line literally has significance. So just
case law
briefly, we have the time. It's important to know this, why you say that, not just,
right.
We're telling you to say it and okay, good. But literally it has significance. The, why did you pull me over? The first thing is to start a clock ticking on them giving you a ticket, letting you go, or holding you longer.
Is there's a time frame? Like they're accountable to a certain time frame.
There is a time frame.
I didn't know that.
If
7 to 8 minutes.
Wow.
7 to 8 minutes. So it starts the clock on that time frame. What the officers do, and they're trained to, and we give them credit for this because it's their job, unfortunately. Like the one doesn't want to do this stuff. When we got fired, we were talking about earlier, but they're trained to talk to you. And the longer they engage you, the more likely this is going to go from a traffic stop to God knows what.
Right.
And if, and someone's going to have something that's going to be, someone's going to get arrested just from a traffic stop. So this was all meant to prevent all that. So why did you pull me over?
I'm not discussing my day. Oh, I was ready to go.
No, I'm going to, I'm going to test you. We'll get through the test.
I'm so excited.
Hold on.
And then not discussing my day or evening is literally because it's like, what do you fucking say when they ask you, when did you last smoke? I smell alcohol. How many drinks did you, I saw you come out of this bar. I got red dogged and I got fucking pulled out just as I pulled out of the bar. And thank God I said, because I wasn't drunk by any means. I may have had 3-4 vodka soda waters.
Right.
But to me,
you're a grown man. You're a big grown man.
So they pulled me over and I literally sitting there going, what the fuck? And the guy comes up to my window and I said, I think he asked me, do you know why you got pulled over? They always ask you that.
Yes. They want you to admit things right away.
Right.
Why did you pull me over? Your lights are off. What happened was when I went into the restaurant, my valet lights got turned off and my lights didn't automatically come on when I pulled out of the restaurant. And it was dark, and it's, you know, the trucks that, you know, the lights that come automatically on in dark.
Right.
I haven't turned on lights in goddamn decade. I don't
know. I know. I haven't either.
So somehow the auto light got turned off and your lights were off. And I go, fucking valet, and I click it back on. And then he starts asking me about how much did I drink and where was I coming from? And I'm going, like, you saw me pull out of the fucking bar. I didn't say that, but I'm like, really? So what were you doing tonight? How much did you have to drink? And I literally sat there and went, and then you don't lie to a cop.
Right.
Respect the fucking cops, okay? And, but you don't lie. So you don't want to say none. You don't want to say one.
Right.
Because you're going to go in and get checked. Because they know if you said one.
You had five.
It's got to be part of your standard.
At least. And two cowboy cocksucker shots.
At least 3 or 4. So, you know, so it gives them, you know, so I'm not discussing my day or evening. And that goes for weed, when you last smoke, where you're going. But I'm not discussing my day politely. And it's right. Just meant to, like, I'm not giving you anything on this game that you're going to play because that's how the cop was trained to do. But
right.
When you throw this at them politely, we hear a lot of stories of just getting, and even if they had some kind of violation and the cop tried to go further by maybe a hunch or something, and this shuts them down, they don't even get the ticket.
Right.
They just get let go.
I think, you know, the only story I have that's my, like, my Rudy moment is, and it doesn't even have anything to do with cannabis. I got pulled over when I was younger. I was driving really fast. I shouldn't have been driving that fast. And the cop pulled me over and he was like, you are going 70 in a 55 or whatever it was. And I go, before you say anything, sir, and this is, I am not proud of this, but I'm also proud of this. I go, before you say anything else, sir, I just got my period and I'm about to bleed through my pants. And this is my dad's Oldsmobile and he's going to kill me if I leave blood on the seat. It just came out of me.
The blood?
Is that when how old were you?
Sorry.
I was like 18. Yeah, that was the moment I knew I was built for the stage. He didn't even ask for my license and registration. He just went, oh, get out of here.
That is hilarious.
Nobody do that. Please don't.
No.
Listen to these guys.
Stick to the script.
Stick to the script.
Okay, are you going to finish your explanation, big brother?
Yeah, I mean, but that's pretty much it. You know, don't lie. That's why I'm not discussing my idea. It's easy. It's an easy answer. You don't
right.
have to think about what am I going to say? What if you were doing something bad, or what if you were drinking, but you know, you might blow 08, but there is no way I was impaired at that point. There
right.
No way. Otherwise I would have got arrested.
People should write this down and keep it in their car.
We have it.
Cards.
We have it on cards, stickers. We have it on pillows and throw rugs. And
where can they find these?
P pballmerch.com, pballmerch.com, and you can wear the script. It's great. You have it all over.
Put the sticker right in your fucking car.
Absolutely. Yes. You know,
I mean, yeah, our cards.
If you're from California, we can get your card and we tell you, keep, you know, in your wallet behind your ID. We started off going to festivals 4 years ago. When we started 5 years ago on Instagram, when we started Instagram, we started going to the festivals. We were the only lawyers. We had a 10 by 10 booth with, we had chairs, we had a little table, we had our, our shit. We even had like a TV with our tips of the day rolling through.
That's awesome. Monitor.
It was all my idea.
You both executed it, okay? And you both executed it.
The rule is, you'll like this. And the rule is, if I don't like it, it might go viral.
Yes.
Why
are you doing that? Oh, that's so stupid. My little brother's so stupid. Everybody else loves it.
Blows up.
That's the litmus test.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Don't talk about my poem.
No. Go to the. We can go look at that.
Wait, you got to finish. You got to finish.
Okay, finish. We got to finish.
No, you got to. Yeah, go.
Not discussing my day, and then to cut it all off is: am I being detained or am I free to go? That just cuts it off. You know, I'm not answering any more questions. Am I being detained or am I free to go? If I'm free to go, you know, goodbye. If I'm being detained, then you listen to, if they say get out of the car, you're being detained.
You're Whoa. Like,
you know, I did. That, on my thing, that actually happened. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I actually said, am I being detained or am I free to go? I had to, like, put up or shut up. And this guy's 12 feet high in the window with his vest on, and you're looking up at him, and you're scared as shit. And I said that, and he goes, you're being detained. And I go, for what? Not having my lights on? He goes, no, I smell alcohol. Get out of the car. So I get out of the car, roll up your window, take your keys, get out of the car, lock your door, put your keys in your pocket, and close it. And then stand on the curb. And then in California, when they ask you to field sobriety test, you say, I politely decline. And they try to get you to do it 100 times. And you say, no, sir, am I being detained? Am I free to go? And they give my ID back, and they were pissed because they couldn't break me.
You're skipping something, though.
So am I being detained? Am I free to go? If they say you're being detained, sir, I'm invoking my fifth, and then I shut the fuck up.
And then you just shut the fuck up. But it's so hard to, in the moment, I would imagine this takes some practice.
And you have to say, I invoke the fifth, because our great Supreme Court in a case determined that in order to invoke your right to silence, you must first speak and say, I invoke the fifth, and make it explicit, because anything you say or do can be used against you.
Right.
So even a nod, a gesture, whatever. So you must say, I invoke the fifth. So right. That's the whole process. That's the whole script. Now, Jess, are you ready to play the script challenge?
Yes.
All right. And well, you know what? We'll play for one of our shut the fuck up pre-rolls, pure hemp CBD, courtesy of the Wax Brothers.
Yes.
All right, Jess. So you're driving along and you see the lights, you pull over, come up on you, and I say, we've had reports that there's prostitution going on. Are you going to see a John? Are you going to see a John right now?
I'm not discussing my day with you.
Wrong. You lose. We just went over it.
I laughed and I forgot.
See, if this were IG Live, I just would have went bump and you would have been out of the live. And people get so excited when they get on live with us. They're like, oh, okay, my God, I'm live. Okay, All right, let's start over.
Where did I fuck?
Let's start over.
Real quick. No explanation.
Okay.
I'll do it right now. No explanation.
Okay.
Let's do it. That was a long ass convoluted explanation. So let's do it real quick, Mark.
Okay. I'm going to do it. Okay. Big brother, what do you say when you first get pulled over?
Why'd you pull me over?
And when they start asking questions.
I'm not discussing my day.
And they keep asking questions.
Am I being detained or am I free to go?
And if detained, what do you say?
I invoke the fifth.
And then what do you do?
I shut the fuck up.
Okay. Now, Jess,
yes.
Are you ready to play the script challenge?
I think so.
All right. So you're driving along. You see the lights. You pull over. Cop comes up. And says, is that cocaine coming out of your nose?
Why did you pull me over?
You were speeding. And, you know, it smells like a brewery in here. How many drinks have you had?
I'm not discussing my day with you.
Oh, so you think you know your rights, huh? You're not discussing your day? Listen, if you don't discuss something with me, I'm going to take you to jail. Now tell me where you're keeping the drugs, because I see you're a druggie.
I'm not discussing my day with you.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to discuss your day. I don't care. You're a druggie. I want to know where the drugs are.
Am I being detained or am I free to go?
You are being detained. Get out of the car.
Okay, I'm out of the car. I lock the door and I put the key in my pocket.
All right, great. Okay. Now tell me where the drugs are.
Am I being detained or am I free to go?
You're being detained.
I'm not discussing my day with you. And I invoked
you lose again.
I was gonna say I invoked
that. You can't. You got. It's got to go straight through.
Okay. It's got to go straight.
You want third try?
I gotta say though.
It's important for people to know where you can fuck up.
Well, but I gotta say though, if your fuck up is gonna be keep saying I'm not discussing my day,
it's not a problem.
It could be worse.
In real life.
The next thing I was gonna say was I invoke the fifth.
Right. But never just if you have to repeat, even if you forget everything else, I'm not discussing my day, no matter what they say.
Right.
The way to cut that off is, am I being detained or am I free to go?
Like, right.
Okay. I'm not considered all day and go back and forth and say, I'm not discussing my day every time you ask me something for 15 minutes.
Right.
And that's in real life, very, very true and correct. And in real life, if you forget everything, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's it. If you forget, just say nothing, you know, and just get out of the car and do what they say.
Right.
All right. We'll give you third chance. This is it. Last chance.
I'm so scared. Okay.
Okay. Jess, are you ready to play the script challenge?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're driving along. The lights come up. Cop pulls you over. Comes up and said, hey, where are you going so fast?
Why'd you pull me over?
Well, because you're going too fast. Do you want to tell me what's that smell?
I'm not discussing my day with you.
Oh, one of those, are you? Well, there's a stay-at-home order. Why are you out?
I have an essential job.
Okay.
Am I being detained or am I free to go?
You're being detained.
I invoke the fifth.
And then what do?
Shut the fuck up!
Hey, winner! You want a hemp CBD pre-roll.
It takes me a while to learn things, but once I learn it, I don't forget it.
It's good.
You steamrolled through that. I like
it. You got it.
I panicked because I could feel your hand coming up from the side like this. You guys, honestly, I think you're fucking legends. I think you're amazing. I love what you're doing. It's so important to bring validity and to destigmatize cannabis. I have done that as well, talking about Alzheimer's. I lost my father to Alzheimer's a couple years ago, and I witnessed firsthand the benefits of the plant and the necessity of the medicine across the board with so many ailments, so many neurological degenerative issues, and people with epilepsy to people who just experience depression. And you know, you guys are really doing the Lord's work, so thank you for what you do. And I look forward to not needing you, but if I do, I'm glad you're there.
We are here. And
well,
we'll
send you a box of our cards.
Yes, please.
Because our card, you can give them to all your friends. On the back of the card, it has the script.
That would be amazing.
There's no reason. And for years, just real quick, that's why I was going back to the days of walking the festivals.
Yeah.
We would hand out our cards. Boom, boom. Handed our cards to everybody. And we'd say, in your wallet behind your ID. Because if you put it in your pocket or you throw it in your purse, you're gonna lose it.
You're gonna lose it.
Gone.
It's an abyss in there. I have shit in my purse from like 92.
And that goes for guys' pockets. So
I think my hymen's in there.
That comes out. And my son used it in defense of a criminal case years ago where you can see in the film, he handed the cop the card. And the important thing on this one is not only does it have the script, it says, I do not consent to all police officers. I do not consent to a search. I have my rights. I want to talk to a lawyer.
So they
searched my son's car. He had a delivery service for weed, and he searched it, and they busted him for felony possession.
Felonies back then. Back
in the day. All right. And then they said he consented to a search. If you know my son,
or us,
he told the judge when he was on the stand, if he consented, and he said, if I consented, I'd be disowned from the family. This is on under oath in court. And then we had the cop read the back of the card that said, I do not consent. And then my brother did a beautiful job of cross-examination, asked the cop, so when did he change his mind? When he handed you the card, or when he said you can't do that? When did he change his mind? Because the cop said he gave consent.
That's a really good fucking question. What did the cop say?
Good to have an answer. You're confusing me. That's what the cop said. You're confusing me. And that's when I said, isn't that because you're a liar? And that was the first and only time in 24 years I've been practicing that I called a witness a liar. You don't do that. Right. But my fan, and the judge kind of glared at me, but we got the case dismissed. She was a fucking liar.
Jesus. I would love to see you guys in court. I really would. Is there like, can you just lie when you're in court?
Not yet.
I want to see it. I want to watch it like it's the Pop Pelican Brief.
Yeah.
We have fun.
Yeah. I mean, that's the greatest part about it. And I think that's, you know, a testament to how you're doing what you're doing is because you're bringing fun to a pretty serious topic and thing that is, you know, debilitating people's lives, being, you know, arrested for this. Like you said, it's a plant and it's a medicine. And you guys are definitely front runners and you're involved in moving the needle. So I'm sure you realize that, but whether you acknowledge it or not, wear it proudly. I think it's so fucking necessary.
That, but it's, I mean, from the very beginning of this thing, I mean, especially me at my age, I'm like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And if people find it somewhat entertaining and educational, then I'll keep doing it. But I'm not doing anything to try to get followers and
right.
You know, people try so hard and we got to do this. We got to do that. And it's like, we're just going to do what we're going to do. And if it just, I mean, and we hit a nerve and we just, like I said, we fell we did a backwards. Big, we fell
a fucking fat nug nerve.
Well, I mean, people like to say the word fuck.
Oh, it's a great word. I want
and
the
we've
hoodie.
Made it
I want
and
the
we've,
fucking hoodie.
We've made it okay. Shut the fuck up when cops ask questions. I mean, it's great because we have the diversity of the people that follow us and the fans and, you know, ranging from the urban to the old to everybody. And when we would go to these events, just guys would come up to it. In the beginning, I'd scared the shit out of me. Some of these guys.
I'm sure. Know?
And they were just like, oh, man, we got you. Just let me know if anybody bothered you. Fuck you.
He doesn't have tattoos like look, I have to see his fucking tattoo.
It's on my ankle.
You have a tattoo on your ankle?
It's a pussy tattoo.
I do.
What is it?
It's a tattoo of a pussy, you know, like he said.
It is not.
It's not.
My face hurts. I pictured a teeny little...
Before I forget, I do want to extend an invitation to you to come on our podcast, Cannabis Talk 101.
I'd love
which dropped on 420. We partnered with iHeartMedia, with Joe Grande and Blue. We have new segments that drop every Tuesday and Thursday, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. And since I'm in charge of pretty much booking
like
the shows,
commercial.
It sounds great.
Well, you won't do it. Somebody has to.
I am all over it. I would love to.
I am a promoting machine.
Me too.
I told him and on this and the partners on Cannabis Talk that I just show up.
Well, sometimes you show up and then you leave.
Yes. Sometimes he leaves. He freezes. He leaves.
And then you come back and then you're like
you never know.
When I came back, I was checking the volume. I was rebooting my laptop when I realized I had an iPad I could jump on.
Jess, you know, we're doing our podcast remote with four hosts and sometimes
and
a guest. And there's so many problems with him.
That hasn't happened yet where it's completely just my computer froze.
Gone.
Shut up.
My face hurts. My whole face hurts. I love the dynamic. It's so apparent.
We're just brothers.
You're just
We actually have an older brother that we really don't talk about much.
Where the fuck is that guy?
But he's
actually
been on CNN. Hey,
yes.
He's been on CNN lately, so we can talk about him now.
Actually,
what does
yes,
he
we
do?
Can. He's a doctor.
What
he's a geriatrician. geriatrics. What did you say? What word did you just make up?
Geriatricians.
he's a geriatric, but he's the president of a long-term healthcare organization, and he's been trying to get the ear of the president and the governor with all the problems happening at long-term healthcare facilities.
Holy fuck.
And they've been interviewing him. He's an expert at it, and you know, he's my big brother's big brother. Right. He's our oldest brother.
Yeah. That's also amazing work. I experienced that firsthand with my father, and long-term care. Yes. The standards need to be completely shook up. The protocols, everything needs to be completely changed. It's alarming. Like when you get into that part of your life where you are experiencing long-term care, you're just like, this is what the fuck happens to people in our country.
Our brother is a huge critic of how bad it is and how there needs to be these standards that I forget the assisted living home he runs. Mm-hmm. I think it's up in the Valley, if I'm not mistaken. I can't think of the name of it, but I think they had one case and that was it. And they were able to, you know, cordon it off. And all these other places don't have the same testing capabilities, same standards, have people like I guess he really got on Cuomo for forcing nursing homes to take a transfer even if they had COVID.
Wow. And he only had one case in his nursing home?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then they refuse them. They won't take someone with COVID.
Yeah.
They won't take a transfer. They just right. can't. It's like a death sentence.
It is, especially in that and environment.
70%? 70% or up is maybe more.
Yeah.
Is the nursing homes.
It is. It's wild. It's wild.
It's crazy.
Well, it sounds like your whole family's involved in helping people.
Yes, we are.
We do what we can.
You're doing the Lord's work. Just a couple of blunt bros.
A couple of nice Jewish boys.
Yes, so. You are. Where can all my people find you? I'm sure they already know who you are, but for those few who don't.
All right. Well, we have infiltrated pretty much all of social media. We are on Instagram, POT_ brothers_@_law. And we both have Snapchat accounts, Pop Brother at Law, Waslaw Dog. And we also are on LinkedIn, Twitter, and TikTok. I also doing TikTok. We got there. We're
educating
on all platforms. Well, I'm just educating on all platforms. It's out there. And we're gonna do it. And then, as I said, popbrothers@law.com. You can get all of our information. And we have a very easy phone number, 855-WASS-LAW, WASSLAW. And we are California attorneys. But if you have an issue or a problem in another state, we have a wide-ranging network of attorneys in other states we can potentially refer you to. So if you have an issue somewhere else, feel free to reach out to us. And please do check out our podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're a pro. You're a fucking pro. And I've been asking all of my friends, guests, and anybody who's been on the show to give my listeners maybe three ways to not survive the quarantine, to thrive in the quarantine. So do you guys have like three things that people could do to thrive during this self-isolation time?
Yes, sure. I do.
Sure. I you know, work out.
Fucking
I work
A.
out. Every morning. In fact, I do it live. I go live on Instagram and Facebook and to encourage people to work out with me.
I popped in on yours this morning. Yep.
Thank you very much. And I do it every morning. Easy 30-minute workouts from Beachbody. And that's one way to thrive. Big brother.
She said three each, right?
Oh, I thought you wanted three total.
Whatever you want. Three total's great, or three each. You're adorable.
He doesn't know. He's thinking right now. He doesn't know what to say right now.
I know what to say.
Okay, go.
Okay. Sex.
Yes.
Lots of weed.
Yes.
Cannabis.
And exercise.
Yes.
That'll keep you sane. We quarantined ourselves pretty much March 15, 16. We went to Denver. We were brought to Denver to do a meet and greet at a dispensary. So right before the hammer fell, we did a meet and greet.
Oh, where
we
shit.
Met hundreds of people shaking hands, putting your arm around him, taking pictures.
All those droplets.
Passing joints. Woo!
Where you guys must have been worried after that. Like, bro, we got 2 weeks until one of us turns into a fucking zombie. And if it's you, you're out.
Well, three of us got sick. Me, Blue, and Joe, we all got sick. I was down for like 4 weeks. He didn't get sick.
Because he's a red cup. He's a red cup boy.
That's right. But
that's okay, it.
But to be fair, only at night, kind of like yourself.
Except, it's nighttime right now? Well, it's nighttime somewhere. It's nighttime somewhere right now.
It's midnight in Shanghai.
The problem is, I don't judge at all. Because if I could drink all day, I might. But since I can't.
You didn't like it when I used to drink all day. Now, I don't drink anymore. I'm a year and actually 6 days sober. So from alcohol.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's impressive.
He was going to beat me up if I didn't stop drinking.
Were you a bad person when you were drinking?
Yeah, horrible. You don't even want to know. Look at
me. Isn't it amazing how cannabis makes you a better person?
It does.
Well, you guys are fucking amazing. I appreciate you taking time out to talk to me and educating my listeners and motivating us to know our rights and to, more importantly, shut the fuck up. And I'll be looking forward to my joint. I want all the merch. I want all the swag.
We got you.
I will run out in these streets yelling shut the fuck up to all my neighbors.
We've got shut the fuck up masks too. So
I saw those. I'm going to need a full swag bag. You guys are great, man. Thank you so much for being a part of this.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Great. Thanks for reaching out.